Unit 8, page 82, exercise 3.
Winners and losers. As part of our sports series, Youth Matters is looking at the rising cost of professional sports. Who are the winners and who are the losers? For the lucky few at the top, money is no problem. But at the same time, many fans can't afford to buy the latest soccer shirts. Even worse, many workers in the factories that produce these shirts can't survive on their wages. Let's look at two people affected by the real cost of sports. Most Saturday mornings, 16-year-old Brad Hoffman plays soccer at a local sports center. In the dressing rooms, after the games, he chats with the other players as he takes off his $90 soccer shoes and $85 soccer shirt. Brad gets a new pair of shoes and a new shirt every season. But the shirts and the shoes are getting more and more difficult for his parents to afford. As he leaves the sports center, he passes posters of his favorite soccer heroes, advertising the same expensive sports merchandise. On the other side of the world, in a clothing factory, a factory worker is quickly sewing a soccer shirt similar to Brad's. One shirt can be made in 30 seconds, or over 100 shirts in an hour. It's hard work, and if workers make a mistake, they often have to remake the shirt for no extra pay. As a result, many factory workers don't earn enough to get by. A recent study showed that from an $85 shirt, over $24 goes to the sports company, but only a few cents goes to the factory worker. In other words, branded sportswear is becoming increasingly overpriced for the average fan. But the people making sportswear are still underpaid and overworked. So where does all the money go? The answer is to advertising, prize money, and player salaries. According to a new study, top soccer players' pay has risen an astronomical 1,500% in the past 20 years. In 1961, a top player was paid $100 a week. Today, the most talented players can make almost $1 million. Expensive sports merchandise and game tickets help pay for these inflated earnings. International sports manufacturers know that mega popular athletes have a lot of influence, and that fans will spend a fortune to wear the same shirts and sneakers as their idols and to watch them play. Some sports stars use their wealth and influence in positive ways. Basketball player LeBron James has used his earnings to help educate children and support anti-racist organizations. Tennis star Martina Hingis is an ambassador for Right to Play, a nonprofit pro-sports organization which helps children from poor backgrounds. However, other athletes earn millions promoting products such as junk food and sugary drinks. This sends mixed messages. People may wrongly associate these products with sports and a healthy lifestyle. Sports are exciting and entertaining. It's the most popular pastime in the world. But sports companies and top athletes often take advantage of our love of sports, and too many people pay too high a price. We are told that sports are good for us and that sports are for winners. But in the end, we have to ask ourselves, who are the real winners? And what is the real cost of sports?